From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. We begin this hour trying to understand the soaring popularity of electronic cigarettes. Anecdotally, you'll hear ex-smokers say e-cigarettes are a godsend that helped them quit tobacco.
I found these and I was like, wow, that'll get me there. I'll be okay.
Smoking is, after all, the leading cause of preventable illness and death in this country, responsible for about 500,000 deaths each year. But are e-cigarettes a solution or part of the same problem? Tobacco watchdogs warn that e-cigarettes are addictive and simply perpetuate the epidemic, and little is known about the potential health effects.
Well, I think e-cigarettes today are the triumph of wishful thinking over data.
For the uninitiated, an e-cigarette is a device that looks like a regular cigarette. It uses a battery to heat and vaporize a liquid solution. It might have an LED at the end that lights up to simulate burning. It doesn't contain tobacco, but it does have nicotine. And the e-cigarette brings with it a new vocabulary. People who use them are vapers, and they're vaping. E-cigarettes also lead to a retronym by way of contrast. Traditional cigarettes, the kind with tobacco, are now called burn cigarettes, or analog, or combustible cigarettes. If you want to find out how wildly popular e-cigarettes have become, stop in at Zelix Tobacco in Miami Beach.
Electronic cigarettes? It's the hottest thing in the market right now.
Josh Gimmelstein is the manager.
We carry Blue, Kamuchi, we carry Premier Hookah, Easy Cigs by Philip & Kings.
This store has been in business for 53 years, and e-cigarettes are transforming the market.
I see that it's growing every single day. More and more people are coming in and asking about it. Don't forget they can also smoke this indoors. As of yet, there's been no laws changing that, so they love it.
Now, some states and cities have extended local smoke-free laws to e-cigarettes, but on the federal level, because they're not being marketed as smoking cessation devices, they're not regulated as such, and the Food and Drug Administration doesn't yet regulate them as tobacco products. That will change soon, but for now it means there are no limits on advertising, no national ban on sales to minors, no requirement to list the ingredients. And sales of e-cigarettes have skyrocketed. They're expected to more than double this year, approaching $2 billion by year's end.
You know what the most amazing thing about this cigarette is? It isn't one.
There are hundreds of brands, and the big tobacco companies are all in on e-cigarettes. Altria, R.J. Reynolds, Lorillard, they see a huge growth market. So the people who brought you Marlboro, Camel, and Newport are now pushing the brands Mark 10, Vuse, and Blue. And they're going after the market full throttle with TV ads and celebrities.
Hey, I'm Jenny McCarthy. You know, being single has its perks, but when it comes to smoking, smelling like an ashtray is not the ideal aphrodisiac.
It's time smoking changed forever. Welcome to Vuse.
We're all adults here. It's time we take our freedom back.
The marketing that you're seeing in these cigarettes now, it's the Wild West. It's like cigarette marketing in the 50s.
Stanton Glantz directs the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education at the University of California, San Francisco.
They're making health claims. They're using celebrities, movies, television. It's just like getting into a time machine.
Remember, cigarette ads on TV have been banned for more than 40 years. But in the absence of regulation, the e-cigarette market is a free-for-all. In half the states, children can legally buy them. They'll find flavors that include cotton candy, Tutti Frutti, gummy bear, and cherry crush. Jesse Gaddis is the CEO of an indie e-cigarette company based in Brooklyn called Bedford Slims.
The experience is, you kind of hear this crackling sound and you feel this warm vapor kind of flowing into your mouth.
Gaddis explains the e-cigarette that he's vaping has two components, a rechargeable battery and a vaporizer with a heating element and the key ingredient inside.
Electronic cigarette juice, or e-juice as it's known commonly.
That e-juice contains, among other things, a humectant such as vegetable glycerin or the chemical propylene glycol, also nicotine and flavorings. Bedford Slim's flavors include traditional tobacco, menthol, clove, and root beer.
You get these flavors and immediately you start to feel this nicotine sensation, just like you would with a regular cigarette. When you breathe out or, expel the vapor, it's a very light cloud or mist, and it dissipates very quickly.
Gaddis is predicting sales for his company of $1 million this year, most of it online. So who's buying? Well, Gaddis claims a lot of e-cigarette customers are heavy smokers who are trying to quit. Count Brian Congleton in that number.
Yeah, 20 plus years, two packs a day at least. All brands started with Winston, then Marlboro for most. Camel in between there a little while.
We found Brian vaping at a bar here in Washington, D.C. He says e-cigarettes have helped him kick his heavy tobacco habit.
If you think that smoking this fake-looking electronic cigarette is in any way cool, it's not. It's got ridiculous lights on the end of it, sometimes blink, it looks like Rudolph's nose. The only people that go to these are drawn to these because they legitimately want to quit smoking.
So if you're substituting an e-cigarette for a burn cigarette, is that a good thing? Well, you're avoiding hundreds of the cancer-causing toxins in tobacco cigarettes. Dr. Tim McAfee directs the Office on Smoking and Health at the Centers for Disease Control, and he sees a big potential upside.
Burn cigarettes, combusted cigarettes, are an obsolete product. It makes no point for a company to manufacture one form of a product that we know eventually kills half of the users of that product if they simultaneously are offering another product that doesn't do that.
But Stanton Glantz with the Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education says, okay, they're safer. So what?
It really comes down to the question of what should you be comparing them to. There's no question that using an e-cigarette is less dangerous than smoking a cigarette. But smoking a cigarette is wildly dangerous.
Glantz says because e-cigarettes aren't yet regulated by the FDA, we don't know exactly what's in them or how dangerous they are. And while some e-cigarette promoters claim the product helps people quit smoking, health advocates have doubts. Tim McAfee with the CDC fears e-cigarettes will simply prolong the smoking epidemic by encouraging what's called dual use. In other words, people won't quit. They'll use both. They'll smoke cigarettes where they can, vape e-cigarettes where they can't.
Dual use is the 800-pound gorilla in this situation.
And there's another huge concern. Tim McAfee worries that all those flavors and sexy ads are especially seductive for young people. A recent CDC study shows the percentage of middle and high school students who've tried e-cigarettes more than doubled in just 1 year.
This renormalizes something that looks about 95% the same as smoking, so that especially children and young adults will become more prone to think that it's normal for somebody to be, you know, sucking chemicals out of a white tube.
He fears e-cigarettes could become a dangerous gateway to tobacco cigarettes. The FDA is expected to propose rules on e-cigarettes soon under the 2009 Tobacco Control Act. They could regulate how and where they're sold and whether minors can buy them. They could also regulate ingredients and flavorings. As for television ads, well, it's unclear which federal agency would have to impose a ban. The e-cigarette industry is spending millions lobbying on this, arguing that their product should not be treated the same as traditional cigarettes. Joe Murillo is president and general manager of Newmark, part of the big tobacco company Altria. Murillo's group is starting to market an e-cigarette called the Mark 10. And his message for regulators is this.
Smoking is not vaping, and vaping is not smoking. And that seems obvious, but despite the popular name, an electronic cigarette is not a cigarette. You are not burning tobacco. There is no odor. So what I would urge everyone, including the public health and regulators, just like consumers, is to think about this for what it is, not for what it's not.
So even if the motion is the same, it looks like a cigarette, you're exhaling something that looks like smoke, there's a key distinction there.
Yeah, it's not. It's not smoke.
Look for those proposed FDA regulations to come as soon as this month.